Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
So when it comes to lifting team performance, there's a couple of challenges here. The first challenge is, of course, is that sometimes, you know, your team just don't do what you want them to do, okay? And maybe that's a communication thing, maybe it's a team thing. It could be any number of reasons why, but we get frustrated sometimes when things don't occur the way that, you know, we want them to occur. Sometimes the way people do things is just not up to par. We might have an expectation that's here, delivery might be there. Now, again, that could be a communication problem or it could be an execution problem, but, you know, we need to get to the bottom of that nonetheless. Sometimes feedback can be taken poorly. You know, I've had some situations in the past where I'd be trying to, you know, provide some feedback or coach or guide someone and I'd get, yep. And, of course, you know, they just weren't that receptive to what I was trying to help them with. And at the end of the day, it's just bloody hard work. It feels like you're putting this giant thing on your back and you're carrying the whole business up the mountain. And, you know, really we want to be able to make sure that we're moving in unison with our team up that mountain together. So what we really want, of course, is we want outcomes. We want to be outcome focused. You know, what are we trying to achieve? What is it that we're all here to do? What's the outcome that we want? And of course, we want things done properly the first time. We don't want to have to go back and do stuff again, because the most expensive work of all is rework. Let me just say that again. The most expensive work of all is rework. It saves you time, it saves you effort, it saves you energy, it saves your reputation to do it right the first time. Now, I get that, you know, we all make mistakes, we're all human, I get it, right? But doing it right the first time is really what we're after. And we want people to be taking pride in their work. We want people to feel proud of the work that they do. We want them to feel proud that they work at your place. We want them to feel proud that they represent you in the way that they do. And we want you to feel proud of them too. Of course, we want to lift the bar, okay? We want to lift performance. We want to make sure that all this comes together so as a practice, we're moving further, faster, you know, reaching heights that we've never reached before and really, you know, go from there. So once again, the mindset here is better before bigger. Okay, this is one of my favorite sayings, and that is we've got to get better before we get bigger. One of the things that I can tell you from experience and from observation is that growth is great, but growth also tests your business. And so one of the questions that we ask in our critical thinking is, if I was to treble your business overnight, what's the first thing that would break? It's probably worth writing that question down and thinking about that later on. If I was to treble your business overnight, what's the first thing that would break? Is it you? Is it your team? Is it your systems? Would the patient experience suffer? What would break first? And I'd really like you to put some thought into that, because what we do want to be able to do is to grow your practice, but we also need to be aware of where those stress points are going to occur. And we've got to get better before we get bigger. On that note, I'm going to encourage you to read another book. My favorite book over the last 12 months has been Go Slow to Grow Fast by Brent Tilson. I always get the words mixed up with that title, but it's a fantastic book. And Brent was on my podcast a little while ago. And I think what he has to share is really, really important. So Go Slow to Grow Fast is a really, really good book. And I'd encourage you to get a hold of that and to have a read. Okay, really excellent.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.